Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
You want to go further, let's get there together. Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22. Pursue your dreams faster, it's a cash bonanza. Republic Bank got your back today, get back on track.
What do you want to do this year? Republic Bank's here to help. Same day approvals, great cash prizes, plus the chance to have fees waived. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for details.
Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday, bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Anil told Sunny and Bibi he was worried that Kavita wants to spend some time with him and Mala. They advised him to stay out of her way as she may not mean to cause a problem. Myrtle suggested to Zena that she tell Maurice that she is interested in reconciling with him, as he may then forget about a relationship with Catalina. Goldman arrived and agreed with Zena that Catalina should decide for herself. Right now, Lucille is on the phone with Auntie Myrtle.
From the peaks of the
Myrtle, my dear, you will have to relax and let Catalina do whatever she wants. We are senior citizens and can't allow these young people to send us to our graves early. The man is an abuser, and she knows that.
Mom? Dad?
I will speak with you soon, Sister Myrtle. June is here. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Mom.
June, I wasn't expecting you.
I called Dad to say I was coming. He didn't tell you?
Cecil has been in bed all day. We have not said a word to each other.
Is he feeling well? Dad? Hi, Dad. You okay?
Hi, my dear. I'm perfectly fine. Just taking a break from all the noise.
Oh, I thought you would tell Mom I was coming over.
It slipped my mind.
His memory is going.
Lucille, how can you speak about my memory when you keep forgetting things on the stove and simple tasks?
I forgot one pot on the stove.
All right. No need for an argument. That's why I'm here today. Shall we go in the living room?
Fine.
Dad, you need help getting up?
June, I may be old, but I'm able.
Okay, sorry.
Just a bit slow.
All right.
Miss Bibi, it's so nice to see you whenever you come over. Listen, Mina just loves it.
Me should come over here more often and relax, especially when Sunny wants to stress me out.
Man, listen, Miss Bibi, Mrs. Sunny don't got to stress you out.
Anything named man a stress.
I ain't here for Miss Bibi.
Anyway, girl, as something me come over here for talk to you about.
Okay, what?
Anil, tell Abby that your daughter won't come and stay.
Yes, Miss Bibi, I done prepare the room for she. I'm so happy, oh gosh, Miss Bibi, you're so happy.
Me understand. I so long me na see Sunita in person. All me da see she pan this FaceTime thing pan this iPhone what she send for me.
But look how you fancy with your iPhone, Miss Bibi.
And half the things them me na even understand.
Don't worry, eventually you're going to get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, girl. So Kavita just suddenly says she won't come and stay with Ayo?
Yeah, it shocked me and all, Miss Bibi. I would expect, you know, Kimal to come, but not Kavita.
How the counseling going with them?
Good, you know, good. The father does make sure that they go every week.
And you think it helping them cope with the abuse they've been through?
Seems to be, you know, Miss Bibi. Because, I mean, look at Kavita. Me and she, we just actually talk now. And she just tell me she love me. Miss Bibi. You don't understand how much it has warmed my heart for know that my daughter, that she actually loved me and she just talked to me. It's like a dream come true.
Yes, girl. Me glad for your mom.
And now that she coming for stay with me, it's a chance for me and she for build we relationship even closer.
She tell you how long she want come for?
Nah, she didn't say.
And the buyer come to?
Nah. Kimar said that he can stay with the father. It's just Kavita.
You and Anil talk about it again?
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
And what you get from he?
He just want to know if Kavita got some motive make she suddenly want come.
And you not think so?
No, Miss Bibi. Like I said, me and my daughter been building a really nice relationship. And this is just another step.
Right.
I just got a good feeling about it.
Well, me hope it na bring no problem between you and Anil.
It can only bring a problem if Anil got a problem. And I think that he put in too much thought into it.
Well, you got to respect he as your husband, eh?
Who said I ain't respect he do, Miss Bibi? But when we marry, he know that I had two children. So if it's a case, you know, that he won't come at any time to spend time with me, he shouldn't have a problem.
Me not think he got one problem with them coming for stay, you know. Me think his main concern might be that it's so sudden for Kavi to do something like this.
Me that ain't got to have some motive to come here.
True.
And I really hope that Anilin makes you feel unwelcome.
Nah, you know Anil not stay so.
Yeah.
Me hope and nothing do. Keep one close eye on she when she come.
I know, Miss Bibi. I know.
Mala na make Kavita come here and think she can run this house.
Nah, she won't try to, Miss Bibi.
And make sure you and Anil always talking with one another. One thing that's end of marriage are when people stop talk.
We just talk. And I think that Anil and me, we in a really good place right now.
Well, let we hope it stays so. And let we hope Kavita na bring no problem.
Mom and Dad, I know I mentioned it before, but I am really serious this time. I want you to come and live with me and James.
Absolutely not.
But Mom...
You know your husband and I don't get along. To be in the same home with him will only shorten my lifespan.
James has promised to stay out of your way. The house is big, Mom.
Oh, come on, June. You know we won't be able to avoid each other.
Mom, I'm only concerned for you and Dad. The house could have burned down the other day when you forgot the pot on the stove.
But did it? Did the house burn down?
No, Mom. But what about next time?
So, you're saying I'm totally incapable of being in control of my own home?
That is not what I am saying.
Then what are you saying? You are asking me and Cecile to come and take up residence with you and your philandering husband, which will result in the rest of my days being miserable.
Can you stop speaking about James like that? He has been faithful to me for years.
I'm sure Catalina would have something different to say.
Mom, please. Though he and Catalina may have flirted, it never went beyond that.
Why are you defending a man of which there is no defense? Are you that daft?
I want you to stop throwing shots at my husband. James has worked hard to become the man he is now.
How is the son he has with Candace?
Mom?
When last he spoke with him. The child is a teenager now, right?
Yes, he is.
Here you are, defending an absentee father too.
It's not James' fault that he's not a part of that boy's life. Candace took him to Trinidad and cut off all communication after a few years.
There is no excuse for not being a part of your child's life.
Okay, Mom. Okay. Dad, you're quiet. What do you think about moving in with me and James?
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind, you know. Lucille and I have gotten up in age.
Speak for yourself, Cecil. I am still capable of taking care of myself.
I am not saying that you can't, Mom. You will still be able to make your meals and do whatever you do at home. It's just that James and I will be the extra eye just in case.
I am not coming to live with you and James, and that is final.
Mom!
I said that is final. I'm no longer discussing this.
June, you know your mother would never agree to that. She hates James.
I know, but I'm worried about you too.
Listen, my dear. I am resigned to whatever manner Lucille and I are supposed to go. Then we'll go. So if we are meant to go by fire, so be it.
Oh, come on, Dad. Don't talk like that.
I only want the rest of my days to be filled with love and peace. I've endured so many years of Lucille's nagging. I think I deserve some peace in my last days.
So, what are you saying?
I would like to move in with you and James.
But we can't leave Mom all by herself.
If I go, don't you think she'll follow just to keep an eye on me?
You think so?
We can only know if we try.
So much for wanting to do right by your parents in their old age.
You owe us nothing, June.
I owe you everything, Dad. Because of you, I am who I am today.
We raise you in love.
I am forever grateful. So why won't Mom let me take care of you now?
Lucille has never been wanted to depend on people. And sometimes people just don't want to accept that they are getting old.
Well, I am not going to sit by and leave my parents in danger. Somehow I have to convince Mom that it's best for you both to live with me and James.
June, is why you looking so mad? Since you come in the restaurant, you just prepping sorrow.
You can see it, Adana.
Yes, it's what happened.
Sometimes you're trying to do the right thing for the ones you love. But they just keep pushing you away.
Who, James?
No, not James.
Oh.
Mom and Dad.
Okay, what's going on with them?
They're getting down. And I think it's best they're moving with me and James. But Mom is totally against it.
Well, I can't say that surprises me.
She forgot a pot on the stove the other day. And the house could have burned down as a result.
Mm-hmm.
It scared me so much, Dinah.
Wow.
You have seen stories of elderly people dying in fires.
Yes, and it's a terrible thing.
So you see my face, Dinah?
Mm? You got a right to be concerned, June.
Mm. But Mom, she doesn't think she needs my help.
Well, it's a thing about pride too, you know, June. Yes, getting old is a privilege, but when you think about the things you can't do anymore, it's like you're on a shelf just waiting to die.
Yeah.
It could be real depressing, you know.
Yeah.
When you think about life, it's really short, eh? So we really ought to make the best of it.
Yes.
Maybe you should be a little more patient with her, though.
I don't know that she will come around, you know.
Well, knowing Lucille...
Exactly.
Maybe you should consider hiring a living help.
James suggested that too, you know. He's not too keen on them coming to live with us either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't mind Dad, but he and Mom really don't get along.
Well, maybe the living is something you really should consider.
I don't think Mom would want that either. Anyway, something must be done.
Yeah.
I am not going to sit around and leave my parents in danger.
Well, I hope that work out.
Yeah. Dinah, you ever wonder what if our lives had turned out differently?
You mean if you'd grew up with me?
Yeah.
All the time.
I wonder if I would be the same person I am today.
Well, one thing I can say to you, June, is that even though you were stolen from me as a baby, I think you turned out to be just the person you were meant to be.
Oh, Dinah.
And despite everything, Lucille and Cecil did a good job with you. And I'm happy that you ended up with a good family and not a family that mistreated you.
You know you're strong, Dinah.
Well...
You lost your child. Was told I was dead. But you kept going.
Only God knows, June.
You know, when we first learned the truth, I didn't accept it right away. But know this, I am happy that I know that you are my biological mother. And I cherish this relationship we have. And I always will.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.